This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That's a great asset. More inflation. Stupid son of a bitch.
I heard you. The whole neighborhood can hear you cussing.
How can you make a mistake like that?
Oh, no. It wasn't a mistake. I did it as a goof.
You goof?
No. Relax.
I don't get it.
Well, clearly, you just don't know me. I goof a lot. My friends know that at least half the time. I am goofing.
The thing is, you need to understand my sense of humor. I think that's it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's ridiculous that we can't go get ketchup because they're out of ketchup for weeks at a time.
Ketchup! Where's the ketchup at?
My God, this is like a third world country.
But let me also be blunt and hopefully motivating. We're in trouble. I hope everybody understands that.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're just talking in the last hour about how the New Yorker is making a big deal of Ginny Thomas being a pro-life. She's Clarence Thomas's wife. Took her two times to pass the bar exam. And that's, you know, she's getting ripped in the New Yorker. But Hillary Clinton needed two tries to pass the bar exam. Kamala Harris. Oh, she's so brilliant, Kamala Harris. Michelle Obama, who's, by the way, has given up her law license. And you want to talk about multiple times? One of the callers, my cousin Vinny, Joe Pesci, in that movie, he took him six times. I'd forgotten that. I had not forgotten that it took Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, three times. He went to Harvard Law School, and it took him three times to pass the bar exam. Huh. So odd, isn't it? The guy that went to Harvard Law School couldn't pass the bar exam till the third time out. His lieutenant governor, Tim Crash Murray, I believe it took him three times to pass the bar exam. But we never hear that mentioned, do we? None of these people. Only one that we're going to mention is Mrs. Clarence Thomas, who's not even in public office. But she's married to Clarence Thomas, so we have to embarrass her. Would you say there's a double standard here? You want another double standard here? 844-500-4242. How about Bobby Kennedy Jr.? You know, he's a big anti-vaxxer guy. Not one of my favorites. His son went to my old prep school with my daughter. They were in the same class. Not one of my favorites all around for his general life. But, you know, he's become an anti-vaxxer, and he's written a great book about Fauci, which is a bestseller, even though he can't get interviewed on any major shows. We've tried to get him on. We haven't gotten him yet. We'll try to get him on. But he was at the anti-vaxxer rally in D.C., which was severely underplayed by the media. It got, I think, over 30,000 people at the on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. You know, a cold day in January. So that's a good turnout, especially for a cold day in January. So he said that the control over society today by the health experts with their vaccine mandates and their passports, et cetera, is comparable to Hitler's Germany. And you can imagine the response it got. How dare you compare vaccine mandates to Hitler?
How dare you?
Which, you know, reminded me that it was just a week earlier that the commissioner of agriculture in the state of Florida, who's running for governor, Nikki Freed, she compared Ron DeSantis to, guess who? Der Fuhrer. I'm a student of history, she said. I saw the rise of Hitler. Well, in a history book. I don't think she's quite old enough to have seen the rise of Hitler. So were all these blue check marks that are angry at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were they denouncing her? No, they were not. And so the next day after she did that, she has a primary opponent for the once a Democrat running against her, Charlie Crist, the former governor, who's now a congressman. So he saw that his opponent, Nikki Fried, had compared DeSantis to Hitler. So he decided to compare DeSantis to Nicolas Maduro and Fidel Castro, the Latin American communist dictators. Was there any pushback on Charlie Crist calling DeSantis a communist dictator, basically? No, there wasn't. You know, the more Kennedy sees of this, and the more he's subjected to Republican the attacks that are usually reserved for Republicans, he sounds more and more like a Republican himself. He's, you know, because they also said, well, this is going to be a super spreader event, and it, you know, again, the only Super Bowl super spreader, Sturgis motorcycle rally in the Dakotas, super spreader event. George Floyd looting and rioting orgy? No. Not at all. That's fine. So here's what he said. Here's what Bobby Kennedy Jr. said at the rally on Sunday. All I can say is people have the right to petition their government. Ooh, that means he's quoting the Bill of Rights. He must be a white supremacist, a white nationalist. Probably has a Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. In his car. And he said, and here's what he continued to say. The press has been encouraging all kinds of public gatherings if they fit the narrative. These issues are only raised if it's a gathering that doesn't fit the narrative. He almost sounds like DeSantis when he says stuff like that. 844-500-4242. Very sad news from New York City. You know, it's been likely that this was going to happen. You know, the two cops were shot in Harlem on Friday night, and one of them died immediately, and the other one had been, grave condition on life support. And today, Wilbert Mora, 27, died. And he's being lauded as a hero, of course, his organs have been donated to people who need them. And he was on a domestic violence call. And of course, the mayor of New York City, a former cop himself, Eric Adams, says we are going to prosecute people who are carrying unregistered handguns or unregistered guns of any sort, firearms, in New York City. But good luck with that. You know, when the district attorney of Manhattan says he basically doesn't want to prosecute anybody. 844-500-4242. How were you referred to in Washington as an anti-vaxxer rally? Please don't say it was an anti-mandate rally. Well, you know, anti-vaxxer has become one of these words now. You know, like it's one of these slurs like climate denier. Like, you know, climate denier, they took that from Holocaust denier. So if I don't know that anyone denies there's a climate. You know, I mean, right now it's cold. In June, it's going to be warm. So that's the climate. The climate changes. Today it's kind of cool. Tomorrow it won't be so cool. Today it's sunny. Tomorrow it'll be raining. That's no one's not saying there's a climate change. There's climate, but they say climate denier, now it's anti-vaxxer. No one's anti-vaccination. They're anti-mandate. But again, he who controls the language controls everything. That's one of the very key things to control. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hi, I'm Howard. Hi. Was fortunate enough to go down to Washington and attend the rally. I actually got together with a group of first responders and were able to go on stage. And then on the way back, I listened to the full 5 hours of Senator Johnson's talk about COVID. And I know from my personal experience, COVID is very treatable. The number of people that passed away because Fauci says there's no treatment is just beyond words. Yes, the criminal. You know, you listen to all these doctors from multiple disciplines, different parts of the country, even different parts of the world, the FLCCC, Pierre Corey, you know, spot on. And to think that these guys are being denied, given treatment, it's absurd.
Well, I mean, look what they did last night here. The FDA has revoked the authorization status of monoclonal antibody treatments, effectively shutting down the treatment options for patients exposed to COVID-19. And so this has been a big thing in Florida. I mean, I was exposed, me and the mailroom manager were both exposed, about a month ago to someone with COVID-19. So we said, hey, you know, our doctor and he said, why don't you get this treatment that you can get down here in Florida? It's called Regeneron. And we got it. And we haven't gotten sick. And I actually got tested for antibodies last week because, again, I really can't afford to get sick because it's, you know, I got to read the live spots and it would cost a lot of money if I got sick, even if it was just for a few days. So they did the test on me after I took the Regeneron and they said anything above 20, that's the count in the blood for antibodies is great. I had 750. When 20 is good. So I guess Regeneron, it cost me some money, yes, but it's better than getting sick, isn't it, Taylor?
I play that sound effect because you hit the mother load for antibodies.
Yeah.
But Jen Psaki was asked about that today. We can play that cut.
Yeah, play the cut. Play the cut.
What the FDA is making clear is that these treatments, the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying. We have sent them 71,000 doses of treatments that are effective against Omicron and are effective also against Delta. And they are still advocating for treatments that don't work. We've seen, unfortunately, from the beginning in our pandemic response, a range of steps or pushes that have been made through social media platforms, unfortunately from the mouths of elected officials, and the advocating for things that don't work, even when we know things do work. Injecting disinfectant, promoting other pseudoscience, sowing doubt on the effectiveness of vaccines and boosters, and now promoting treatments that don't work. We know it works.
Your boss said that if you got a vaccine, if 50% or 70% got a vaccine, everything would be over. And then he said if everybody wore a mask for 100 days, everything would be over. And he said, in fact, in July, that everything was over.
And it's funny how
many times did he lie?
They're now so concerned about side effects with this antibody treatment. What about the actual vaccines? Are we just ignoring that?
So I guess the fact, you know, when the nurse called me with the results on Saturday, Taylor, she was excited. She couldn't believe how high my antibodies were. But Regeneron doesn't work. So I got Regeneron, but now nobody else can get Regeneron. And we'll play some cuts from DeSantis when we come back. I mean, why don't they just let people do what they want to do? You know, I mean, I don't think there's any negative side effects to these treatments, but they just want to stop it. They want people to take the pills. There's only one problem. There aren't enough of the pills. So, I guess they can charge more because there aren't enough of the pills. But there was enough Regeneron to give anybody a shot, it was multiple shots that wanted it. Anyway, to all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. Are you concerned about what's going on in the stock market? Yesterday it was down 1,100 points before it came back up. Today it was down 800 points. Then it came back up, and now I think it turned out in the red. It's a very spooky situation in the stock market right now. It's up and down, up and down. This is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers and investors. Whatever Washington Democrats do this year may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? And that's why Wall Street has the palpitations that it's showed all this year, and specifically even more so in the last couple of days. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver, and now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings account to protect against inflation and tax hikes and the palpitations of the stock market in equities. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I've been wearing them all week in this cold snap here in sunny South Florida. I dry off with their towels. Their towels are fantastic. And you can get them in all different colors. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, which Grace really loves. She gets the pink ones. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you buying more generic brands at the supermarket these days?
Yes, I am.
61% say they are.
All right. It went down a little bit. Not much, though. It's about the same. So people on the text line, including Kathy, say, what happened to Trump's right to try law? I don't know what happened. That's a good point. I didn't know that. Someone says, 508, smoking cigarettes and drinking booze have bad side effects, but people can still choose to use them.
Don't forget watching Captain Kangaroo.
The pills are a direct knockoff of ivermectin, but a huge difference is the price. He's concerned about the big four meat conglomerates. What about Big Pharma? I thought Democrats were opposed to Big Pharma making these huge profits. But anyway, this is DeSantis. Again, they've shut down the monoclonal antibody sites in Florida because they can't get any more of the Regeneron and another antibody drugs. And this is what he had to say about this. Let's play the whole thing. Cut 15.
Thousands of Floridians woke up to news that their appointments to get treatment for COVID-19 infection were canceled by the Biden administration, which outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer and that we've worked hard to make available to our residents who needed treatment.
Yeah, including me and the mailroom manager. Cut 16.
Now, they are relying on revoking this and pulling the rug out from under people on a single, non-peer-reviewed, non-clinical study that was actually done by a consultant for a rival company to the other two monoclonal antibody treatments.
Are we surprised? Is this company connected to Burisma? Do they have any ties to Red China? Do they know are these companies connected to the widow of the mayor of Moscow who gave Hunter $3.5 million? When we come back, we're going to talk to a South Carolina congressman about more Biden nonsense. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You may have seen the story about a week ago that the Biden administration has given the duties to a very obscure federal agency, the pretrial service agencies for the District of Columbia, to compile a record system that will store the names and personal, quote, personal religious information, unquote, of all employees who make religious accommodation requests for religious exemption from the federal.
Your papers, please.
From the federally mandated vaccination requirement. And for I'm quoting from the Daily Signal here, the announcement does not explain why the agency needs to create this list, except to say that it will, quote, assist the agency in collecting, storing, dissemination and disposal of employee religious exemption request information collected and maintained by the agency. I should have read that in a German accent. In other words, the list will help the agency make a list. Pretty,
your papers are not in order.
So now Congressman Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina, has introduced a bill that will prevent the federal government from tracking information on individuals who receive a religious exemption. And joining us now on the line is Representative Norman. Thanks for being with us, Representative Norman.
My pleasure, Howie. Thank you.
Well, listen, number one, isn't this a moot point now that the Supreme Court has tossed out the vaccination requirement?
Well, they stayed on what most of what Biden is doing. The health care, there's workers that still have that intact. They, on the other agencies, the workers, they put that, stayed that. But the problem we've got is, like so many things he's doing, there's 19 other agencies that are going to be affected by this, and he's given them the go ahead. And you're exactly right. What he's done is they have got this obscure agency, the Pretrial Services Agency in District of Columbia, but it's the others he's getting on board, and he's doing it through this privacy. He's trying to justify it through the Privacy Act that was passed in 1974, which is post Watergate, to prevent things like this. But no, this is a overreach of power. The federal government constitutionally can't do this to states. States can do it, but not the federal government. And what my bill does is we're cutting the federal dollars, or proposing the federal dollars are cut if you go store records and data, make databases of people for exemptions. And it's this is American, and this is what should be done. And I don't expect the Biden administration or it to be to go along with it, but it's just, if we don't call it out, who will?
What do they need this information for, except to harass Americans?
You know, it's a very good question. It's who knows what they're going to use it for. I mean, look what they're doing. Who knows why they're busing and flying illegals all over the country, not telling anybody. The executive orders that this administration is issuing is sick, and they're not telling you. Plus, they're at the point now, who would believe them even if they said it, what it's used for? But it's a violation of our First Amendment, and we got to stop it, as we do so many things. You got to cut the funding to really make any difference.
is that possible, though? I mean, the Democrats still do have that tiny majority in the House. I mean, can you get any Democrats other than maybe Henry Cuellar to go along with you to stop this kind of thing?
Oh, I doubt it. They're so scared of Pelosi, Howie, and the repercussions from doing. I mean, they're like little lemmings that go around and follow everything she does. I mean, look at the record we've had over the past 12 months since they've been in office. It's abysmal. And to stop anything from the spending to the to what went on in Afghanistan and leaving troops, what's going on now with foreign countries, China and Russia. They just ignore it and keep going. They're trying to double down on everything they're doing. So, no, I don't expect any Democrats to sign on to it. I would be shocked if they would. They're welcome to, but I doubt they will.
Do you know whose fingerprints are on this? I mean, is this a Fauci deal, or is this a Merrick Garland deal, or is this coming out of the White House? I mean, who is interested in collecting who's trying to get religious exemptions? I mean, this is really a sinister move by somebody. But do you know who it is specifically?
Well, it's the same question I get on who's running the country. When you look at Joe Biden give an interview, I mean, it's obvious he's not. He's not there. And it's a cabal that they're nameless, they're faceless. I don't know who they are. And the same way on this, what they're doing with having a database on keeping record, it's to use it against the American people at some point. Nobody knows where it is. I would guess Fauci has got his fingerprints on it. I would guess Merrick Garland does. But I don't know. And that's why, to highlight this and to put this bill forward, we have to do, because a lot of American people just don't follow it and don't know that this is being done.
I just, the thing is with these religious exemptions, I could tell you firsthand in Massachusetts, you know, a lot of the people are applying for, a lot of the state workers, you know, including first responders, are applying for religious exemptions. And so the religious exemptions are being, now they're being approved. But then the government, the various agencies say, well, we approve your exemption. However, we cannot make accommodations for you. I mean, this is a whole nother aspect of this problem, you know, because well, they know they don't have a lot of First Amendment grounds to stand on. So then they fall back on, quote unquote, accommodations. Is there anything that can be done about this?
Not until we get control of the House. I mean, that's the first step, and the Senate. The only thing these people understand is power and leverage, and we've just got to get the votes to stop a lot of this and try to reverse some of this. Not that Biden's going to sign it, but it's a travesty, along with every other thing that this administration has done that's put this country in the shape that it's in. And we've got to get to the funding at every level. Congressman Chip Roy did a good job on one of the shows to list the different things that have to be defunded. Fauci leading the list, DHS leading the list, the money that's been going to Afghanistan being on the list. So it's things like that that we've got to call out. And I think you'll see more of them as we get into this in this 2022.
You know, I mean, where did they come up with this pretrial services agency? I mean, how does this one agency for the District of Columbia have a mandate to collect all this information from all 50 states, right?
Well, it's 19 total federal agencies that they proposed having this tracking done. The pretrial services was just one that.
That jumped out at people that someone noticed. Yeah,
and it was probably done because it was nondescript. It was small, but I mean, the Department of Justice is involved with this. Department of Health, DHS is involved with it. Department of Transportation, Department of Treasury. I mean, there's just a few of them. There's 19 in the total, and so it's very concerning. Something that the American people ought to be outraged at, and I think they are when they find out how it's being done, how it's being rolled out. And they started October of last year proposing this.
So the DHS is involved in this, Homeland Security. Now, this is the same agency that has also just been reported. They're allowing illegal aliens to board flights, and you're a congressman, you have to produce a driver's license or a passport to get on an airplane, but the DHS that wants to track people's religious exemptions, American citizens' religious exemptions, is letting illegal aliens get on planes and using it as an identification, an arrest warrant. That's correct.
That's correct. I've been to the border twice. It happened with me, where you had illegals that had cardboard banners around their neck saying, I don't speak English. They had a sheet of white paper. All they were showing was that. And not to mention they weren't vaccinated, because Biden has somehow magically excluded them. They're not a threat. to catch a COVID virus, but Americans are. And no, it's a serious problem that this country has got to face up to and say loud and clear, we're just not going to do that.
And now, as long as I've got you on the line here, I mean, here's another outrage today in the Epoch, I don't know how to pronounce it, Times. The UN, which is financed by the U.S. predominantly, is giving quote-unquote humanitarian cash, i.e. debit cards, to illegal aliens who are heading to the U.S. border. They're giving them debit cards with U.S. taxpayer money to provide them to with you know whatever they need in Mexico until they can get to the U.S. and get on welfare over here. I mean, how insane is this?
Well, it's all about power. It's all about ration to vote. And, you know, how insane is it for us to have to be buying gas from OPEC, which is 15 countries that don't like us, Venezuela, Iraq, Iran. It's crazy. And they sold, whoever's running the country sold out to foreign powers. It's got to be that. You can't make this many mistakes in the last 12 months that this administration has done. And it's deliberate, and it's intentional, and it's got to be stopped.
Well, who do you think is, I mean, you personally, who do you think is running the country right now? I agree with you. It can't be Joe Biden from what we see. But who is?
It's a combination, it's just my opinion, Eric Holder. He was involved with
the former Attorney General.
Attorney General Barack Obama. He never felt like he got his agenda through for a variety of reasons. And just the bureaucrats that were fighting anti-Trumpers with Pelosi and her crowd. And she's got help for some Republicans, Liz Cheney being one of them, who are completely sold out to him. So it's a tragedy that the country hopefully can recover from, but I don't know.
I just hope. Do you take Biden at his word that no U.S. troops are going to Ukraine? He said that this afternoon.
When he mentioned that it was one news conference prior to the last debacle, when he said incrementalism for the invasion of Ukraine. What is that?
Yeah, minor incursion.
Yeah, mine incursion. How do you define that? Is it, no, they're going to move on it. They see a weakness. China will do the same with Taiwan. Why we're participating in any way in the Olympics is criminal. And, you know, it's a, the country's is handcuffed right now with this administration.
Ralph Norman, we appreciate you being with us. People want to learn more about your bill to stop this collection of data about requests for religious exemptions. Where should they go to learn more about it?
RepRalphNorman.com.
RepRalphNorman.com. Thank you very much for being with us, Representative Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their really great towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well. MyPillow's sheets are made with the world's best cotton. It's called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Grace loves the pink one, she says. Right now, for a limited time, Howie listeners can buy one set of sheets and get one free. Wow, free. Buy one, get one. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Or maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. So now Bobby Kennedy Jr. has apologized for his references, his comparisons of the Nazi regime and Anne Frank's distress or murder in the Holocaust to the current vaccine mandates. But okay, that's fine. You know, he went overboard. But when is Nikki Fried going to apologize for comparing Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, to Hitler? Don't hold your breath. The commissioner of agriculture is running for governor in Florida. So anyway, so this is Ron DeSantis talking about the decision by the Brandon administration to basically ban monoclonal antibody sites because they're trying to force people to buy the pills, which are in short supply. Cut 17.
When you have Sunbelt has their high COVID season, that it was just because they're a bunch of backwards yokels and everything like that. First of all, it's not true. We've always had higher vax rate than the nation as a whole. And you have places like Israel now that are on their fourth shot, and they are setting world records for infections. And so clearly you have to have a more holistic approach to this, and treatment's an important part.
Yeah, keep going with this. Cut 18.
And what we would say in Florida is we have had people use it and we've had good results.
Yeah,
it's not 100%. We understand that. But you also don't even know when someone goes in, whether it's Omicron or still the Delta. Yes, mostly in Florida, it's going to be Omicron at this point. But it's really a reckless decision to be able to take this option away from patients.
Yeah. Again, so people have been mentioning this. Didn't they pass a bill under Trump? Trump signed it. Did you have a right to try medication? What happened to that right? A lot of rights are being abrogated here. They kept calling Trump a Nazi and an autocrat and a totalitarian. I think we've had a lot more Orwellian tendencies in this administration than in the last one. Cut 19.
You look at inflation spiraling out of control, and yet they're doing things to fuel it. You look at the southern border, which has been a total disaster and continues to be to this day. You look what's happening in the gathering storm abroad, whether it's Russia, China, America's adversaries. You have huge, huge problems going on. You have ineffective COVID restrictions and mandates that are being championed in other states that are inhibiting our supply chain and contributing to economic problems. So you have all these issues that could be addressed. And so what do they choose to do with their time? They choose to pull the rug out of elderly patients, most of whom, almost all of them, have been vaccinated, and say you don't have access to this treatment. So we're going to fight back against this because this is just wrong. This is not the way, you know, that you help people.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the point? What's the point? By the way, what is the point of having a national database for people who've asked for religious exemptions to the vaccine mandates, which have been they're still for healthcare workers, but they've been thrown out otherwise. But they still want to collect the data. Really, what is the point? 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, again, this story, I just mentioned this briefly. American taxpayers are increasingly funding the passage of a constant flow of illegal immigrants who ultimately cross into the United States. A United Nations cash-based interventions program provides future illegals with debit cards paid for by us to get them into the country to go on welfare permanently. I'm Howie Thorpe.